Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, July 12th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Chanunoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about postal voting and other issues ahead of Zimbabwe's 2018 general elections.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can also find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com and voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us this evening, we are talking about concerns over postal voting.
Police in Zimbabwe's second largest city of Bulawayo cast their votes at Rosskamp yesterday and today in a poll initially rejected by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission as a propaganda stunt by the opposition. ZEC later made a U-turn and pulled down an article in the state-controlled media in which it clearly stated that it was not aware of the election.
On the other hand, police confirmed the development yesterday and some police officers say to be preparing for deployment for the July 30th poll have just voted again at Rosskamp in Bulawayo. ZEC says the exercise is being conducted as per the country's electoral laws.
The opposition, however, led by the opposition MDCT, led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa, says it wants the Southern African Development Community and the African Union to intervene in stopping what it claims is some form of rigging underway before the date of the elections.
So join us right now so that we can talk about this issue. And if you wish to join the show, here's the number 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yebo kambe mahlabezulu linjani lapha likhona endaweni ezijeneyo zomhlaba. Ye izolo sizwile kuthiwa ke bekungani kulokuvota okukhona njalo bekukhona ukuvota kwamapolisa kuloko kubizwa kuthiwa yi-postal voting. So kuthiwa sekunjalo ke abantu abavela kubandla be-MDCT njalo lomanyana we-MDC Alliance bahamba khona ngale Rosskamp wafika bavimba sibili kwaze kwamiswa ukhetho lolu. Ekuqaliseni ke abezekhi bathe bebengazi lutho ngokhetho lolu, kwathi sokubuya ke isikhathi esithize kwabe kubuya ke sebekhuluma okunye ongazani bathi bayakwazi ngokhetho. Kodwa ke siyabona ukuthi amapolisa abevele ekhulumile athi ye siyavota kukhona ukwenzakala. Abanye yibo abasitshelileyo khona apha besithi babanjwa ngamandla ukuthi bavotele uzibani kumbe uzibani. So ke sicela ukuthi nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo nasi nombolo 001-202-619-2077. Esizakwenza selifakela ividiyo kathesi liyibone ividiyo leyo ukuthi kwenzakalani khona le Rosskamp singakakhulumi lo baba wandi. Yasifakeni sibone.
But in while in a respect but one namchanji. I'm telling you, I will have to choose
to vote for ZANU PF.
And
the election was supposed to be free and fair. All of us are citizens.
You can't define this
matter.
The ballot paper is still a grievance. We need to address the way you're voting.
Yeah, definitely. It's a grievance.
We still have a grievance of ballot paper in the way you're voting.
If you address that, I think that's the wrong fora.
No, that is not the wrong fora. The ZEC is not aware of what you're doing. No, the ZEC is not aware of what you are doing right now.
The head of ZEC said he doesn't know what's happening here. So how can they connectivity?
Hello?
The business.
That's exactly what happened yesterday in Bulawayo at Rose Camp when police were voting. So the MDC Alliance went there and said, no, no, this cannot continue. Bavalisile khona ngale, bathi kumele kume. Umama esimbona khona bane khuluma u MDC Alliance. I video le were given by Utinashe Kambarami, who we are trying to call right now. And he had actually called me in five minutes ago. As to uyangena kuhlelo. So ke siyabe siloko simzama ukuthi simfonele. Yekunjalo babona.
Ndiripotuke. Nyaya dzinonetsa idzi. Dzinonetsa. Sokuona kwamaita mapurisa kuBulawayo akavota nezuro. Asi pakatanga kubuda nyaya yacho iyi Zimbabwe Electoral Commission yakaramba kuti kune kuvhotewa kuri kuitwa. Pasina chinguva chikuru chakanga chapfuura vakabva vabvuma kuti hongu pane mapurisa vari kuvhota kuBulawayo. Izvi zvasiyana nezvakanga zvatorwa namapurisa. Nokuti mapurisa ndo vakatanga kubvuma kuti mapurisa ari kuvhota kuBulawayo asi zveke chiti hakuna kuvhota kuripo. Saka zvinose izvi zvinoratidza kusanyatsowirirana kana kuronga pamwe chete kuri kuitika munyaya dzesarudzo dzatakatarisana nadzo. Izvi zvava kupa vamwe vanhu pfungwa dzakawanda kuti kana zvinhu zvakadai zvichiitika kuvhota chako chako kusati kwatanga, achingova aya anonzi mapostal ballots, kokuzoti kana maelections chavo chavo kuvhota chako chako kwakuita zvichafambiswa sei. Zvakaitika nezuro nezvaitika nhasi izvi zvakonzerawo kuti mapata anopikisa zvikuru sei MDCT inotungamirwa navachamisa kuti vati zviri nani kuti dene SADC neAfrican Union zvapindira zvabatsira munyaya iyi nokuti ivo vanoona sokuti kuriga maelections kubiwa kwamaelections kwatotangidza musi wesarudzo chavo chavo usati wasvika. Ndo pakamira nyaya iko zvinezvi. Mativi ose ari kungokakatirana, vamwe vachiti hapana zvazvinoreva, vamwe vachiti aiwa todozviona kuti kubira kwamakatotanga kuita ikokoko. Saka ndiyo nyaya yatoda kutarisa zvekare nhasi. Nyaya yamaelections, nyaya yesarudzo inyaya yatakatarisana nayo. Saka muchiona tichiramba tichingodzoka nayo kusvika zvinhu zvedu zvafamba zvakanaka zvinhu zvesarudzo muZimbabwe. Saka ndiyo nyaya yatikuda kutarisa zvekare nhasi. Tinoimba muchatibatsira muchitipo pfungwa dzenyu pane zviri kuitika zvese zvidhuve.
Right now we are joined by our first guest, and that is Honorable Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF. He is the Member of Parliament for Pelandaba Mpopoma, and is in the Central Committee of the ruling ZANU-PF party led by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Honorable Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you for having me. How are you?
You're very fine. So we are told that police have already started doing what are called postal votes. So this postal voting issue, how does it go? You know, you are a parliamentarian and you know some of these electoral issues. Give us your take on all this.
Yes, I hope I'll demystify this issue to a proper level where everyone will then understand what is happening. Because all these things are constitutional things that are said by Parliament, actually. A postal vote is one which is afforded to people who will not be there when the election happens in where they are supposed to vote from, but because of certain duties of the state, like, for example, the police, who are going to be deployed elsewhere to probably man polling stations and carry out whatever other duties are required of them, and people in embassies who are representing the country in other countries that are sent by the state, are afforded that opportunity to do what you call a postal vote. And so when you do that thing, an envelope is sent to you, written directly your name, because you would have applied for it to say, I want to vote, but I vote from Pelandaba Mpopoma, but unfortunately, I'm being deployed to Cholocho. So an envelope will come with all the ballot papers inside, the address to Joseph Chuma. Then I open it and vote on my own. After that, I seal it, and then when I seal it, I return it, and then it is sent to ZEC head office, received by the CEO of ZEC, who will then in turn now seal them up and then resend them when the other ballot papers are going to different stations. If I voted, I'm the plenary member for the MP there, the councillor, and then the president, then that ballot paper of mine is then sent back to Pelandaba Mpopoma constituents. It is going to be counted together with the other votes that are going to be voted for by all the people of Zimbabwe on the 30th of July. That is how a postal vote goes. So when it happens, it does not make, it does not require for anyone, I mean, for a polling agent to be there. It does not require for a ZEC official to be there. It only requires to get to where it's supposed to be. Like, for instance, if I'm going to send a postal vote here to you in America, Washington, D.C., if there's an embassy there, are we now going to send all our election agents to follow to Washington, D.C. to observe you voting there? Logic would tell me that it's impossible. So these are votes that are only meant for those people that I mentioned who are on state duty during an election. And those are the only people that can do that. The rest, we are going to have to wait for the 30th of July to cast our vote. So anything else that you hear is just people who are trying to blow up storms. There's a lot of rumor mongering. There's a lot of articles that are flying all over our social media. It's so unfortunate. And it's being done by us Zimbabweans, not knowing that we're actually killing the credibility of our own election, that will actually help us to reintegrate with the rest of the world. So what really are we doing? Where is our patriotism? Where is our togetherness? People always want to cry, foul play. Come on, guys.
Thank you so much, Honorable Joseph Chuma. We are joined by our second guest, Honorable Thabita Khumalo, who is also the MTCT spokesperson, the MTCT led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa. Ms. Khumalo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Evening, Gibbs. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you so much. Wande?
Yes, Ms. Khumalo, can you tell us, I'm sure that there are a lot of questions waiting to be asked of Honorable Chuma. Can you tell us your view as to what happened yesterday and how you interpret it? You just heard Mr. Chuma saying that this is standard procedure, there's nothing wrong. Is this the view that you also hold?
Thank you. First and foremost, I'm not too sure whether Chuma is still an MP or not, because any voting process is governed by a law. Now, we have a situation whereby, first and foremost, ZEC tells us that they are printing ballot paper. A day or two down the line, then we hear that the police are voting. And sadly, there is no ZEC official that is there at Rose Camp. The ZEC official, Mr. Ngube, that is in Bulawayo, meaning the ZEC offices, is not even aware of this so-called a postal voting by the police. Thirdly, there are no ballot places to vote in secret. We have the police force guys who are voting in front of their boss, and they must make sure that they vote for ZANU-PF. Because if they didn't, they are going to be lampooned and, if possible, fired from their jobs. Our understanding of an election, it doesn't not matter which one. Every political party, in terms of the Electoral Act, we had a right to witness the voting of the police. Our agents, our polling agents, are supposed to be there. That is the Electoral Act. I had mentioned the issue of if embassies, people outside Zimbabwe are voting in the embassy, does it mean that we've got to carry our polling agents from Zimbabwe? Well, Honorable Chuma, as the MDC party, for example, we have structures all over the world. So we don't necessarily have to take our polling agents from Zimbabwe to go and monitor a UK election. Our comrades, cadres who are in the diaspora, will then go and monitor. It is within our rights as Zimbabweans to monitor these elections by the police, because we are also interested parties. It's not a ZANU-PF and the joke thing. No, it's a Zimbabwean thing and let's do it in a transparent, fair manner so that we legitimize this coming election.
Mm. Thank you so much, Honorable Khumalo. Sike sibone ke ukuthi abantu bathini khonapha ke nxa sikhangele ukuthi babhala besithini. Isiloba lapho ongujabu uthi olwebizwe ukuthiwa ngujabu. So uthi ye okwenzakalayo siyakubona kodwa ke nxa kuyukuthi ama-postal vote bona lawa esenziwa kambe umuntu owakhangelayo mbani ngesikhathi umuntu evota ngesikhathi egcinwa ehanjiswa ekuzeki lalapho azagcinwa khona kuhamba njani sicela ubaba uJuma asichazisele ngakhonoku ngoba sizwa ukuthi uthini la baba Juma nakumbuzo wona
ama-postal vote lawa nanxa ebuya adreswa kumkhulu wendawo naleyo lapha abesiya khona. For example, nxa ebuya amapholisa adreswa ku-officer commanding police in Bulawayo. Angithi nguye owamukelayo ngoba yena ngokuba ngokhomishina ulelungelo elokuthi kona abambe izinto ngendlela emthetho. So nxa abamba laphana unika ama-individual lana amalozi nawo ama-ballot papers abo bavote bavisele kuye asuke lapha awathumezele abuyele back headquarters yezeki ayeyamukelwa ngu-CEO wezeki onguye oyawagcina kuze kufike isikhathi esokuthi kona amanye asebuye ezindaweni ezishiyeshiyeneyo lawana asesabelwa-ke esiya ngezindawo ngezindawo lapha lowo muntu abevotele khona nxa evotele ephelandaba mpopoma azabuye ephelandaba mpopoma nxa evotele emagwegwe njalo njalo. So yiyo indlela ezakala so even ngangaphandle ngale ayafikela kuhambakhe dani nguye phela u-principal officer wendawo yena leyo lapho ofuna ukuvotela khona nguye amukelayo nguye lelo responsibility to make sure ukuthi kona into le ayiphempwanga wena umuntu uphiphepa lake wavota wazivalela wasila and nxa mntu evota awuhlethi uvotela phambi kwami la uyathatha indlobo yakho uyozimela lapha ekhoneni lakho uzivotele noma kungenamabhosila ana njengalawo azafaka abantu bonke but asiko ukuthi nawusho ukuthi akona vulela kona phambi kwami votela kona phambi kwami ayisiko kunokho umuntu uyathatha indlobo yakhe azivulele laphana ayenza akwenzayo avale asile abise sokusiliwe kulowo ophethe lowo msebenzi I hope we are going to.
Yeah, in Kalu, you find this one just briefly 1 minute. Gonna what happens, right? The process, yes.
Well, what I was saying in short is that when this poster votes come, they are sent from the head office to those respective places. Like, for example, if it's for the police here in Bulawayo, those ballot papers will be addressed to the officer commanding Bulawayo province. Mm-hmm. Who's going to receive them in the take care of them to make sure that there is no foul play there. And then individuals are given their ballot papers. After voting, they seal their ballot papers in that envelope. And the officer commanding is a mandate constitutionally to make sure that no one tampers with that. And then he then resends those things back to the CEO of Greg in Harare, the head office, who then takes custody of them until such a time where he then distributes them to a particular polling station according to where those people will have voted to. Like I gave an example, if a policeman votes under Pelanda Mabopoma, then that ballot paper will come to Pelanda Mabopoma and be counted here with the other ballot papers that will be cast on the 30th of July. And same goes for the embassies. The principal officer there is the ambassador. So he's the one who receives those things in the trust. Because constitutional the government in the trust to make sure that no one tampers with that, the process is done and they are sent back to the CEO, who is the custodian of those things until they are brought to those stations where the counting eventually will take place.
Comrade Juma, ndinozvisisa apa. Murayiro ndo zvaunotaura here chaiko kuti ZEC haimanikidzwe kuvapo kana vanhu vachiita maelections. Ndiri kubvunza zvino kuti ndasangana nepakuti zvanzi by law ZEC is not required to be there. Kana pasina vanhu veZEC anenge ari responsible for everything chinenge chichitika ipapo apa ndiani?
Ndozvanandichitsanangurazve kuti iyeyi mukuru wezimbo yacho iyeyi. Like for example, ndiri kupa muenzaniso wemuno muBurawayo. Kana ari mapurisa kuna kune mukuru wavo anonzi officer commanding Bulawayo province, andiri ndapropole uyayo. Ndiye mukurudzi anotoro receiver from Zeg ma ballot papers aye. Andika he is just like a presiding officer, like my headmaster anoita ma policy governors ha ma presiding officers zo. Andika but munhu ana ari headmaster kune but apa for the purposes of election anoti ndoita presiding officer kwacho ipapo. Zvinongofanana futi na kana kuri ma embassy mukuru wacho ikoko kuembassy ano ari ambassador ndiye anovaita presiding officer ipapo ndiye anogamuchira madiba aya. Ameke shua kuti mitemo yacho watevedzwa. Andika munhu akavhota akafila hapana ari kutema nazvo ozvidzosera zve zvodzokera kuupi kuhead office yekuzeki kuna CEO ezeki anozochengetedza mapepers aya kusvikira zuva rokuti vanzwika kuvhota owatumira akuenda mastation akasiyana siyana according nokuti munhu avhotera ipi station. Semuenzaniswa ndaisa kuti kana mburisa ati ndiri kuvhotera pilanda vambopoma beba rake rinouya kupilanda vambopoma kuno kana kwakuverenga mamwe mabeba aya avhota musi wa30 nerake rinopindwa ipapo roverengwa ipapo.
Asi mukatarisa honorable Chima mukatarisa zvakaitikane zuro kuti mapurisa vakanga vari busy vachivhota asi Zek isingazive kuti zviri kuitika izvi. Imi munozviona se munoti vanhu vangafunga kuti chii chiri kuitika ipapo?
Inini ndivona zvizvi andizvoda kuti zvitaure ogero Zek nemo andizvi Zek masipepa kati isisu ezambe wa also an infected part in all these things.
Oh ya.
Ubi also wari kuti tizive kuti chichinyatsoitika ndidi.
Yes.
Andinawo zvongorora zvakanaka kuti tichakaitika kuti ichokwadi here panambonai nestatement yabudisa nevezeki nevezeki vati hapana tiri abnormal zvaitika zvese zviri under control and it's all normal. Ndatomboverenga imwe message yamboiswa na one of the commissioners anozivakurerani moyo aisaid akutobva ikoko kurose game zvinhu zvese zvoitika zvakanaka hapana chinhu zvavari kushora ivo sevezeki. Saka unozosva kuti ipropaganda here ito nevanhu because kune vano vanhu what deal but at this time is just betting this thing. Nekuti vaitoona ivo kuti ndabatatakutoruza parapa saka bheta kuti tivhetapa tese vautora kungosvibisa chete nemanyepo vamwe vangachitopurisa mapicha zvemapurisa aivhota ma2013 uku kwakuita uzvanzi ndo zvakachiitika nhasi nezviro kurose camp dzese idzo dziri nhema dzevanhu vaungoda kungoshoropodza vechingosvibisa.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chuma. Thank you so much. Let's get Ms. Kumalo to react to that, then we go to a caller. Makumalo, akumpendule ngamafishane kwalapha mama.
Comrade Chuma, this is not the time for us to campaign. This is the time to correct the wrong and make them right. You cannot speak to millions of people lying. As the MDC, we went to the Zek offices in Bulawayo and spoke to Mr. Ngube. And Mr. Ngube, who is the head of the Zek offices in Bulawayo, confirmed in his own with his own mouth that he was not aware that there is an election taking place, including the Zek national. The only person that confirmed that there was an election was Charity Charamba, the spokesperson of the police. Having said that, in Parliament, it is very clear, the law is very clear, Honorable Chuma, that the army must remain in the barracks. The police must remain at camps. They have no say when it comes to the election. The police are there to maintain law and order. And anyway, if that was the process, why was it not announced to all of us? Because as the NDC Alliance was the interested candidate, a participant, and you are aware that the Electoral Act says as soon as the election is done, the voting process and the results will be pasted outside the polling station. Rose Camp Green Square is not a polling station in terms of the polling stations that were made by that. So now, please stop lying to Zimbabweans. Let's correct our country. Things are not okay. What was done was wrong. And thirdly, my other question to you, Honorable Chuma, is that Zek was printing ballot papers 2 days ago. Where did you get the ballot papers that you've been distributing all over the country when we have not even finished printing the so-called ballot papers? We have a right to know how many ballot papers did you print. We have a right to know where you are keeping these ballot papers. And who's looking after them because we have an interest? if I have the right to monitor the elections that take place in the polling station, to see the voters' roll, the ballot papers, the serial numbers, the works. You are now telling us that we have no right to see the polling, the postal voting done by the police. And in the Electoral Act, there is no mention that Zimbabwe Republic police officers are now presiding officers. No. And if at all they were meant to be made by made presiding officers, the law is very clear. They should not interfere. And they should have been trained prior to holding this election. A presiding officer. So to us, that was bogus. Is another way for you to read. Please, can you do the proper thing, which is transparent? Why don't you want us to see the process of that voting, and then you tell us that which section of the Constitution gives you the right to use the police officers as presiding officers when they don't even qualify, they are violating the Constitution and the Electoral Act.
Thank you so much, Honorable Khumalo, and I think we've got a caller on the line.
Yes.
Let's take that call.
Tinochenda kuti maramba muri parunare. Tiri kutaura nani?
Ndifungai Nyabogoto.
Tinokuchingamidzai, tinotenda zvikuru kuti maramba muri parunare. Tibatsirewo nepfungwa dzenyu panyaya iri kunetsa iyi.
Munoona MDC ndosaka achiramba achitaura kuti maelection ari kuda kubirirwa. Maelection anobirirwa nguva nenguva. Umbowo hwakadaro hwafanana neuri kutenderera pasocial media ndohunenge huchinyatsodiwa kuti international inge ichiona kuti chii chiri kuitika kuZimbabwe. Ndinotarisa MP weZANU-PF avo vari kuramba kuti zvinhu zvinenge zvichiitwa pasocial media. Mukatarisa pasocial media ivava uye umburisa ari papo ndo vanomutambirisa mari ari kuzviona zvese zvaiitika ipapo. Chaanenge achiramba chii kuti ipropaganda. Ivo ndivo vanenge vachitoita propaganda yekutaura kuti izvo tinoda kuita free and fair election. Pasina free and fair election yavanenge vachiita. Vanhu ava vatora nguva vachitipedzera kurarama kwedu muno munyika nezvinhu zvekuti tingadai tichiita zvinhu zvinenge zvakangojeka. Hapana chinhu chinombonetsa kuti muZimbabwe muitwe free and fair election. But ivo ndivo vasingadi. Zvinoreva kuti siraigwana munhu anonzi siraigwana. Mumwe munhu akakontribhuta pakurigwa kwemaelection a208 zita rake harimbobvi kumaelection zvichireva kuti itori matirio yavanoitisa yavanoshandisa kuriga maelection. Munhu iyeye inini ndaifunga kuti sometimes dai ari mumwe munhu akasiya basa pakasiya vana pakasiya komishina akanga aripo avanoramba.
I think it's cut off there. So, briefly, what was saying that before
you cut off?
Aiwa, tinotenda. Asi musati mabva pafoni, ndoda kubvudza kuti munobvuma zvese zvamunongoona pama WhatsApp napa social media. Zvese zvamunoona papa ichokwadi.
Inini zvimwe tinobvuma, zvimwe tinoramba, but mukatarisa clip iripo pa social media ka. Mapurisa aripo mavhoti achiva maemburopa ane mavhoti achiverengwa zvinhu izvozvezvo kana ndive wakazvitarisa uri kwauri ikoko unoti kunyepa here kana kuti ichokwadi.
Aiwa tinotenda chaizvo.
Hope yemunhu fesi yemunhu iripo ka fesi yemunhu iripo ende mupurisa yeye vanomuziva ende inini handitarisiri kuti zvinhu zvekufanana nekuti inini ndinobhadhara tax kugovernment every month. Munhu achitambira mari atambira mari. At the end of the day, anoda kuti munhu achite vanhu vanomutambirisa mari muupenyu.
Aiwa.
Uramba zvinhu zvakadaro. Nyika tirikuenda kuti kana zvinhu zvakafanana naizvozvo.
Aiwa.
Tinoendepi? Hatina kwatiri kuenda.
Tinotenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu.
Tinotaura kuti tine independence. Hakuna independence yakadari.
Aiwa, tazvinzwa chaizvo. Tinotenda namashoko enyu. The gentleman is not very happy about what we are discussing, especially what is coming from Honorable Juma. He is saying that this happened in clear view of the people. He is also doubtful as to why it was just done quietly. And he is taking a very dim view of police officers who are being paid by the people who turn around and lie to the same people who are paying their wages. So he's saying that this has been going on for a long time. It's not going to change. He's taking issue again with some of the people, exec, actually accusing them of having participated in prior elections in the same manner, and that is why they are still with the Electoral Commission instead of resigning like the other commissioners did.
So we've got so many people that are following us right now on social media. On VOA Studio 7, there is Zopa the Best, who says, I'm watching you guys. Thank you for the show. Then Kingston Mnandi says, true leaders should be honest. And then we've got Marange Tinashe. He says, alive, Tabitha Kumalo. And then Etindebele sent us a number and he says, call me right now, guys. And then Dindongwe says, spot on, Tabitha. Then give more. Mukandwa says, good point, Makumalo. And then we've got other people like Kaulani Mlauzi on VOA Ndebele page. He says, abantu laba asikwazi ukuthi uhamba njani. Bahlala bese usona kuphela. Lo Eugene McKenzie uthi Isaac babe ngekho khonapho ke kusazakala konke lokhu kanti uhamba njani. Bese kusiba ke lo Royceman Thompson uthi kuzaphela into yonke phela iyaphela lo mbuso ngamazolo. So do you have any message?
Yes, I've got two here. Yes. That of some
VOA
interest.
VOA is on our page. Yeah, yes. Go ahead.
This one is from H.M. Ngara, who says that the African Union and SADC are a bunch of dictators backing each other. Let's not even think about them. It's up to us as Zimbabweans to stand up and say enough is enough. Let's do it the Arab way. Mm-hmm. I guess he's referring to the Arab Spring that we witnessed a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And this one is from Alexander Dundu, who is saying that iyi sarudzo yegore rino iri kuramba ichingosviba. Zek ngai chinja maitiro ayo. Iwe bazi risina kwa rakarerekera ngai mire nevanhu kwete nebato kana mapato ezvematongero enyika. Those are the important points from the people who are writing on our Facebook page.
Yes, and we tried to call Mr. Kubani Moyo. We spoke to him before this show and he had promised to actually join us. He's a commissioner at the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. So Mr. Moyo, if you're listening, we're trying to call you there. So just open your line and we will talk to you as much as possible. Right now, we're joined by Mr. Tinashe Kambarami. Tinashe Kambarami is the guy who was taking pictures and videos yesterday at Rose Camp. Most of these videos that we are seeing circulating on social media were actually taken by him. Tinashe, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you?
We are fine. So you are one of the candidates, Ward 3 in the council elections. So, and you went to Rose Camp yesterday. And what did you see?
Okay, initially we went to Rose Camp. They started the voting process. They were doing it in an open space at Rose Camp where they normally do their parade. Mm-hmm. Then one of the police officers noticed with the candidate for MDC candidates had arrived. Mm-hmm. So the people, they then moved from where they were. They had to do it behind some closed-up building. Mm-hmm. That gave us suspicions. Why are they doing it in a hiding place? So from that, we didn't want to confront them. We left the place. We went to ZEC. Mm-hmm. When we arrived at ZEC, we saw the PEO of ZEC, Flawayo, Mr. Nube. When we presented the whole story to him and when we spoke to him, he was not aware of what was happening. Mm-hmm. So it raised a lot of questions that the senior commissioner for Flawayo, who is in charge of elections in Flawayo at ZEC, is not even aware of what is happening. So he started making phone calls in Harare, calling his superiors. Some were not even aware that there were ballot papers that were sent to Flawayo. Mm-hmm. So after that, we went back to ZEC because he refused to go with us to Rose Camp. Mm-hmm. He said he is not allowed to be at Rose Camp. He works under instruction. So we went back to ZRP. When we got to ZRP, we met, that is where we saw Inspector Mangenko. He was carrying a paper that was written in pen. It was not even a voter's roll. So he found police officers, about 10 of them. He calls them, then he tells them to follow him. He goes with them inside, they were voting there in front of the senior police officers. They were watching and they were voting, and they were actually casting their vote in front of the tape where there was where there's actually a rifle in front of. It's something that intimidates. They're actually afraid, and they're actually voting, and they were casting their vote. So our question when we go to the police officers was, the first thing, there is no ZEC official in this process. ZEC is the only board that is supposed to be conducting these elections. That was the first question that we... And then the second thing, we said, you don't have a voter's roll. How can you be calling names from a paper, a piece of paper? Someone was actually writing names from a piece of paper with no ID numbers. They were just calling. There was no proper... they were just calling names, and they were going inside, they're given ballot papers, they vote. Uh-huh. And the way they were actually doing it, they would pile up the papers in a way that they can actually follow up. They can actually tell that number one, number two, it was so and so, number three, it was concept for so and so. So they can actually tell that so and so voted for MTC or for ED.
And the envelopes, were not sealed. And the envelopes were not sealed, right?
They were not sealed. And the police officers, junior police officers, they sent us a lot of messages asking, come and help us. We are actually in trouble here. They could not do anything about it. The only thing that they could do was to call us, come and help us. We have a problem here. We can't even move. And the process, when we got to the place where they were voting, it was so tense that they were actually afraid as they were walking in, because they were go in front of their senior police officers. Assistant commissioner was actually sitting, one of the commissioners was actually sitting on the gate where they were collecting their ballot papers and voting. So there was a lot of intimidation, and it was so bad. When we started talking to them, they started reacting in a way that you could tell that there is a problem here. They could tell that the whole thing that they are doing, it's shambolic. Then there were no polling agents from any political party that was actually watching and actually observing to say this is a fair process. The ballot papers came, they were not counted. Nothing was actually transparent with everything that they were doing.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much. And hold the line there. I think everybody can hear Tinashe saying exactly what he was saying about the Eros camp. So ke kwamanje ke kulobaba icingweni lapho kutwa ngudube wathi simthatha uDube sise sikhuluma lobaba uJuma lo mama uMakhumalo. So baba Dube kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba Dube njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Nanku sokusenzakala baba. Ungathini ngakho lokho?
Eh baba Dube kusizisa ubuhlungu esikubona eRose Camp kusenziwa ngamaphoyisa. Lokho kusibeka obala ukuthi izethi into eyi-one nezanu-PF ngoba bekungenjalo izethi bekumele ukuthi kube khona ngesikhathi uma kuzoqala ukuthi uvotiswe amaphoyisa. Uzobavotisa kanjani abanye abantu nawumuntu ongekho kwizethi? Kusizisa ubuhlungu kakhulu, and futhi bese kuthi ebantwini bakithi-ke bonke abazoyavota, abantu abavoti bavotele uNelson Chamisa. Ukwenzela ukuthi izano siyikhiphe, siqale kabutsha phansi, ulungise zonke izinto ethu, kube vethi sikhiphe konke kukhohlakala okukhona. Ngoba kuyacaca indlela okwenziwa ngakhona ukuthi bona bahamba uma beyenza amarali bathi bazokwenzela abantu lokhu nalokhu nalokhu babathembisa izulu nomhlaba. Kodwa lana bebezisenza izinto eziphuma egcekeni, abantu bebuka ilanga lishisa. Ngabe abantu bafanele sibone khona lapho ukuthi iZANU-P F ayikho into ezasayasenzela khona. Bayasikhohlisa, besinikeza iy'nkomo, basisenzele lokhu nalokhuyana. Hawu, ngithi seven years akusinto encane, kuze kube namhlanje abantu siyahluthuka, asinamgwaqo, asinani.
Ye, siyabuza kakhulu eDube baba, sibongile kakhulu. Siyabonga kakhulu baba Dube. So what Mr. Dube is saying is that he's not happy about the whole process, and he says if he has had his own wishes, they should remove ZANU-PF from power and start afresh, because he says the country has been ruined. Literally. Mm-hmm. That's what he says. Mm-hmm. So maybe let's go to Mr. Joseph Chuma, and then we go to Uma Khumalo.
Honorable Chuma, you have listened to a few views from a couple of contributors. Do you have anything to say about what they said?
Right. First and foremost, I think my dear colleague, Honorable Makumalo, is mixing it a bit here. ZANU-PF is not the bank. We are also a participant just like them as MPP. So for him to be saying, you guys must do this, you guys must do this, as if I'm supposed to address the issues. The issues are addressed by me and here in Parliament when we align laws and put laws in order. That's where we can deal with that. Not me and here, here on the ground. Here on the ground, our job is to go to the people and convince them to vote for our different parties. That's one thing that I wanted to be very clear about. And then let me also be clear about this too. I think we need to understand what was happening there was not the voting that happened in polling station. So Rose Camp is not a polling station. That is why they are not results that are going to be put there. Maybe I used a wrong word when I said presiding officers. Those people are simple custodians of a containment that is sent, ballot paper sent to people that are supposed to vote, who are already known. So there is not even need for a voter show. Because I believe those envelopes, I'm not saying I'm wrong about it, but what I know is that those envelopes come addressed with your name to say Joseph Chuma. Yeah, here your ballot paper goes. Already you have applied to say, I'm going to vote, I need a ballot paper for president, for councillor, and for MP. So they must already know, and it comes addressed to you. So that person is only there to see to it that the person is given their rightful envelope, is given to the rightful person, and they do their voting on their own. So they are not even casting their vote there. That's why I said that after that, those votes are put back and sent back to the CEO, who will then bring them back to the polling station where they are going to be counted and where the results are going to be posted outside that particular station. So there, what is simply happening is that a person is receiving postal votes that are coming already to individuals who have applied for that, whether collectively or otherwise, but then they are still receiving those and then give it to the people who then do their voting and it returns to the CEO who then will bring it back. So this thing that comes around about, we are not lying to the nation. I'm simply saying this is what has been happening all the elections, even previous elections. Postal votes have been happening, and that's exactly how they have been happening. I've never gone to any police station to check out how they voted in 2013, how the candidate, if you remember, there was nothing like that. So what I'm simply saying is that there is no polling station at Rockham. All that is there is that envelopes are brought. So those ballot papers come in envelopes. And when they voted, they seal them in envelopes. When they seal them, they then take them to the head office, where they will then eventually come back to individual polling stations according to where that individual will have voted for.
Mm, thank you so much, Honorable Joseph Chuma. Maybe we can take a caller and then go to Uma Khumalo. Or maybe let's have Makumalo first. Makumalo, can you react to what people are saying and what you've heard from Honorable Chuma?
Honorable Chuma, people outside there are clear as the blue sky. This business of you saying they were not voting, I don't even know what you're talking about. And anyway, it looks like you have no institutional memory. You came to Parliament 2013 after a by-election with 400 votes, if not less. So we cannot consider you as a genuine member of Parliament who wants to represent the people of Zimbabwe. There is glaring evidence that is proving that ZANU-PF is breaking through the ballot, the postal ballot. And the law is very clear on the processes of the postal ballot. And police station, army barracks, wherever there is the joint operation command, they cannot be they should not be any polling station. And that is a clear law, is what I'm big at. What we are saying is, if at all you wanted them to do the postal voting, there's a polling station in Makokova just 500 meters away from them. Why did you not use the polling station that was agreed to by the ZEC? Why are you creating polling stations that don't exist? And anyway, if you are saying that we are not meant to be told that there's an election at Rose Camp, why did the ED announce that we are going to have harmonized elections on the 30th of July? If it's going to be Maswake, Maswake, everybody does what they want. We announced that so that Zimbabweans are aware that on the 30th of July, we are going for harmonized elections. Why were we not told about this ZRP sham, disgusting voting? And by the way, this is not the first time that he did it. In 2008, we received footage from Chikurubi, where police officers were being forced, prison officers were being forced to vote, and there was a gun on the table. So we are doing the same thing, not this time around. Zimbabweans are sick and tired of this suffering that is caused by a few individuals like you, because you and your family, you are having breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Zimbabweans out there, they are having half a meal because of people like you. People are failing to access their money in their bank. Please, let's have the so-called free, fair, credible, and transparent election that your president has been going around the world telling the people that Zimbabwe is open for business. If Zimbabwe is open for business, as Zimbabweans, we are open for business on what happens in the election process, because we are sick and tired of you reaching the people. Mm.
Thank you very much, Honorable Kumalo.
There's a caller, Signoro.
Yes, Signoro. Muripo ere parunare?
Ya ndiripo.
Ya tinotenda kuti maramba makabata phone. Muri kunzwa nyaya iri kutaurwa ka iri kunetsa iyi. Muno imu munozviona sei?
Ya ndiripo. Tsangati dzagumukira vanhu veZimbabwe ariko kwese kwari kwavapararira. Ndichiti ndavarambe vakashinga nezviri kuitika. Chinhu chekutanga chakada kuti ndichengwa musoro kwacho ndeche pamusoro pevheki. Dai vanhu vachinzwisisa kubva bakare kakaitisikitikaudamuzaakatadza basa pachake vakandodemosreta pezvizviso mashoma ruyarorisa anosiya basa okupama vanhu mukana wekuti vasevenzi vanenge vachidaho bakaranga vanogona basa maichigunga chedu tinombonyaya kuita kuti varambe vakabatirira vatoma vanhu vachiti hausikukwanisa basa uye vanhu vaneta navo dzimwe nguvaho zimbabwe tungu retu dinze kudai vanyika dzine masatanism kuti masatanism munodiri kupedzisa vanhu enhamo imuchigara zvakanaka muchidya nefoko endi life vanhu vachitambura regerai kudaro vakomana vanhu munozovhuta zvinhu zvikembi zvichitsotsi zvisina vanhu vanoziva vanovhuta zvinhu zvoonekwa ene chuma ari kuramba unorambe chiizvo zvakaonekwa zviri pachena kudaro musadaro vakomana kunamibia kuno kwandiri zvinhu zvakaitwa jekerere zvebhiziara hainetsi haina kana purobhlemu imunoitokonyerei nguva dzese ndimuri kupa purobhlemu vana vachakudei varume endai munozorora makasevenza kare mupe vamwe vanhu mukana vasevenze murambe kuramba makabatira vanhu vachitambudzika kaizvizvo mdc rambai makashinga musanete mapato mapato amakuona akawanda wanda aya mamwe ari padivayo ndeavo ezanubeva vakamanifestica hasi yekuti mapato chaivo chaiwo vakapedzikanai maruza hopu kuti mapato apinda maelectioni avanhu anoya makanyara ruza zvichikanganisika kudai vanhu musamavhotere mapato ivoyo voto mdc yachamisa bedzi dzimwe dzese idzi kunyeta nedzavo idzo
Aiwa, Signoro, tinotenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu muri kuNamibia ikoko. Mr. Signoro is not amused at all.
He's not,
definitely.
Yeah, I can tell, yeah.
He starts wondering first why Okay, all right.
Thank you very much.
He is concerned about why the same old faces still mingle around at ZAC.
Yeah.
After all the chaos, according to him, that they've caused over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And he is also taking issue with the Honorable Chuma, asking why he is denying things that everybody sees.
Mm-hmm.
So he's taking issue with that. But he's also urging ZANU-PF to retire, saying that they've done enough, they've taken enough, and they've ruined the country enough. Yeah, but he's warning again, he's warning Zimbabweans about what he terms to be fake political parties, that the only political parties here that have to be distinguished from each other is the ZANU-PF and the Nelson Chamisa-led MDC. Yes.
So on Facebook, on VOA in Ndebele, we have Lee Dewa who writes, why were the postal votes delivered in bulk in a box? They are called postal votes. This type of voting must be between Zek the voter and a courier company of Zek's choice, not anyone else. No one must supervise a postal vote. No party agents nor observers need to be involved. I believe this was supposed to be an early vote, usually afforded the security personnel that will have to man the elections. Zek is so unprofessional. This election is sure going or is already a big fuss. What with the hype about free and fair elections? Are we open for rigging business or which business in practice? Yeah, so maybe Mr. Chuma is going to respond to that. But before that, siya kubabu tinashe ukambarami. Baba kambarami, lamta ke uhambe njani kuna ngale ke Eros Camp. Lapela hambe kona.
Namusha aganda mama katizeve kuvega ngakuna loku wuti they actually admitted wuti what they did yesterday was wrong. Because a police officer cannot preside over an election. Tina vele umbuzo wethu kiwo athi ngokuthi the postal vote is between Zek and the voter. Kodwa ningase livotisa abantu sokuthi balama ballot box sebekhasta ama vote abo. So kumele kube lani lama agents. Besides ningase likhasta ama vote sokuthi balama ballot box kuthi ukuthi sokumele sivale ama vote ngasiqeda. Sibhale phansi because you are now saying this is now a polling station. What we know is if umuntu uyathola ama ballot papers akhe anto is postal. Njengoba kuzichazisela nje ukuclear ukuthi is postal. They receive their ballot papers and they are posted to Zek. It's between Zek and the voter. Manje ngaso include lapho sokungenisa i ZRP esiyesi presider over ama election isibala lama voters roll abhalwe ngamathini. That is what we were challenging, ukuthi this is wrong. So they to continue namuhla. They continue namuhla. Ndamama tele continue sebe kufaka in such a way I think they to sit down and agree ukuthi nxa selivotiza ama envelope lana abuyele nge order yawo ama envelope ngokubizwa kwawo. So what it means is nxa seviselwa nge order lana someone can then after the process the senior police officers they can go through those envelopes sebekwazi ukuthi constables zana ke ku number 5 laphana ngiyovotele ibandla leli that kind of thing. Already they are not even comfortable in the way they are actually doing it because they have to continue. And this is not the only place. There are quite a number of places where this process they are doing. And already, what we can actually say is Zek is not ready to run an election in Zimbabwe. It's very clear they are disorganized. They don't even know what they are doing. And we are actually suspecting that there are two things. It's either the military has taken over the election in Zimbabwe. Or if Zek was with Ukhamba njani, they are just afraid. So something like that. Maybe the military is already running the election in Zimbabwe. These Zek people, they actually they don't even know what to do.
Yes.
They know what they are doing, or the military has taken over the election in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, thank you so much. We are getting a lot of messages on Facebook and other platforms. So don't forget that we're also on Twitter, VOA Studio 7. And then on our Facebook pages, VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Shona. So we've got somebody by the name Wright Maposa. He says, this is absolute nonsense. Then Connie Impala Epoek writes, I'm watching you guys and I wonder what is going on in Zimbabwe. And it's by saying that, okay, this I'll skip. And then we've got Pamela Kumalo who says, where were the international and EU observers? Were they not supposed to be present at the polling station as per the agreement that was signed with the other parties? So then we've got Eddie Ndebele who says, add me so that I can participate in the show. Well, unfortunately, we're fast on that.
It's quite
so, one second. So then we've got Blessing Zibira who said, you said that you are not Zek, so why do you tell us lies, Mr. Chuma? So maybe he's going to react to that as well. And Connie again is back and saying, Zek is working hand in hand with ZANU-PF. And then we have another person, Wright Maposa, is not happy at all with what Mr. Chuma is saying. Gaston Chanyungunya says, Zek equals ZANU-PF. We need an independent body to run Zimbabwe elections. Not Zek, Taneta ne Zek. And then Julius Mnodawafa says, Chamisa, please help us. We need you today. And then Blessing as we are again He said this process was supposed to be announced on national radio and television, and that is ZPC. So let's see. The other person, Gaston, says Chikumba Priscilla must go. She has done the worst out of it. And then there is another person here. I read a message in which you were saying, you know, the next government that is going to be formed, those people are going to appoint their own version of Priscilla Chikumba, meaning that they are going to appoint their own chairperson of ZEC. So the person is suggesting that, okay, rig today, we're going to rig tomorrow. So maybe let's go to...
It's quite interesting that we have a polling station for postal votes. It's it's quite interesting.
Yes.
In
so
that.
Let's go to Mr.
Thomas. There is a caller on the line, I guess. Muripoyere?
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. No, kungoita chimbi chimbi mutiudze wo zvamunofunga. Nguva yava kupera.
Ndiri kuno kubotswana ku Francis Town ndonzwa mabudza. Yeah, vanhu ivava vaka ngatitaure chokwadi. Zek nemapurisa vanhu vari kubatsira pamwe chete. Nekuti mapepa iwayo vakaona kupi. Nezuro chaiye chaiye ndichiteerera muredio mukuru wemapurisa wakati vanhu vari kuvhota wekuzeke wakati hatiri kuzviziva saka who is right vari kutamba nevanhu ngavaziva kuti vari kutaura paInternational Radio then vachiti ivo vanoda kuzoti vanhu vauye kuzoita mabhizinesi kuna vanhu vanonyepa ndiyena angauya Who is that a fool who can even invest his money? Who are none of us all? Who is that? No one, not even one person. Kuno kubotswana kuno kuri fair one. Vano ngotaura zvavanoda, vanovhota pavanodira. Iye azombozi postal vote yei. What is special with mapurisa?
Aiwa, tiri kuzvinzwa mazita zvenyu. Nguva yedu ndoyaita seyapera.
So the best thing is let's go straight to Honorable Chuma. Honorable Chuma, your last word, you know, just 1 minute on this issue, and you've heard what people are saying.
Right. My last word is that the problem with the people is that at times you want to be ignorant to the truth. My dear colleague, Honorable Tadita Kumalo, is just trying to be ignorant to the truth because they have an agenda that they have. The truth is exactly how I put it. What is the postal vote? How is the process done? Anything outside that is just wishful thinking and it will not help you at all. This is exactly how it is according to the Constitution. And please, please, can you stop this nonsense of ranting here and saying, hey, man, one meter, one what? Because look at our rallies as that thing, man. Talk about you and talk about your party. Don't talk about my party. It's just a part of the triple
one. Thank you, Chuma.
Party, but not cheap for this. What do?
Thank you, Chuma. One minute gone, Chuma. Ms. Kumalo, your last word.
Agenda is the MDC Alliance led by Advocate Chamisa to remove the thieving ZANU PF. Injongo yetu njenge MDC Alliance ekokela ngubaba u Advocate Chamisa asikipeni ZANU sezidimwe kudubeka. Hondo yedu hama dzangu madikani ndeyokubvisa ZANU PF musi wa 30 July. Ngatisunge dzisimbe nguva yechirirango yatosvika. Ngativabvise imba vibe.
Baba Chuma, last word.
Let's go and vote in peace and respect our country and let's have unity of purpose. ZANU-PF is going to lead you to.
Thank you so much, Baba Chuma. Makumalo, one word. Kuyalunga kumba kulunga.
Hey, ZANU-PF must go. Zimbabwe and all roads are leading to the polling station.
Thank you very much, Makumalo. Thank you so much, Makumalo.
The evidence and send it to us.
Thank you so much, Makumalo. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Tinashe Kambarami, an MTC Alliance activist, Honorable Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF, and Honorable Tabita Kumalo, MTCT spokesperson. Signing off is Kips Dube in Washington, D.C. Have a great weekend.
And I'm Chanunoka Wande. Until we meet again next time, please take care. Good night.